Raleigh-Durham International Airport, or RDU, gets to call itself an international airport mainly because of its regular flights to Toronto, London, and Cancun. But there is just one transatlantic flight, and you can count on that American Airlines flight to London like clockwork, 7 days a week. Michael Young, his wife, and toddler in a stroller are checking in to make that flight. Young says they needed a little vacation, and they wanted a non-stop flight.
And this is actually the reason why we're going to London, because this is the only direct flight that we can go out of the country, far away, that is convenient, especially since we have a baby.
But Young wouldn't mind a straight shot to Spain, Italy, or Thailand.
Is your plan check?
Mm-hmm. Esther Sina is a researcher and has spent the past few months in Durham. She's on the same flight.
This is like the fifth time I've been on this flight. So yeah, it's very, very convenient.
Sina will have to change flights at London Heathrow. She lives in Paris. She says if she had to take an unofficial poll, most of the people on her flight are French, English, and Indian. About 1.5 million people travel between RDU and some international destination each year, and a lot of those people go beyond Europe to Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Michael Landguth is the president and CEO of the RDU Airport Authority. He says between 2008 and 2012, demand for international travel jumped by almost 30% at RDU.
Our region is very diverse, and that diversity brings lots of people from all over the world. So making sure that we can connect citizens of our regions all across the world.
The triangle is growing, but so are some other parts of the country, and they want more overseas travel too.
But you've got places like Memphis, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Austin, San Jose. Think of any community that's similar to size as we are, Nashville. They're all competing for something similar.
And Landguth says convincing a carrier to come to RDU has gotten a little more difficult with all the airline mergers in recent years. That means fewer of these big birds are in the sky. And the investment is big. It will cost about $75 million to put one airplane in a community like RDU to fly one international flight a day.
Thank you, American Airlines, for that flight. That's great. We'd like to see another flight.
Joe Milazzo is executive director of the Regional Transportation Alliance, a business group that focuses on transportation. He says air service development is economic development. A NC State study shows adding a second international flight to Paris or Frankfurt would have a $1.4 billion economic impact over 25 years and create thousands of jobs. Milazzo says it's time to push ahead.
In many ways, the domestic service is coming along pretty well. 5 or 6 years ago, how many West Coast flights did we have? None. And now we've got multiple to San Francisco. We've got multiple to Los Angeles. So where should our focus be? International is the place to go.
The Regional Transportation Alliance has partnered with RDU and the business community to raise $500,000 to promote and recruit international nonstop service. Milazzo says they're halfway there. Right now, passengers fly out of RDU to London on a 767. This summer, American will be using a bigger plane, a 777, for more passengers and, of course, more first-class perks. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.